On April 14th, the first page of the business section of the New York Times announced that hundreds of executives, corporations, nonprofits, educational institutions, and prominent law firms had come together to unite to oppose voting limits. Inside the first section, spread over two full pages, was an ad which stated, "For American democracy to work for any of us, we must ensure the right to vote for all of us. We all feel the responsibility to defend the right to vote and to oppose any discriminatory legislation or measures that restrict or prevent any eligible voter from having an equal and fair opportunity to cast a ballot." Now, the ad didn't explicitly call out the new voter suppression bill passed in Georgia, nor the bills pending in over 30 states. However, from context, we know what the signatories were talking about. Republican leader Mitch McConnell sure knew it, responding testily that corporate America should stay out of politics. He quickly walked that back, of course, wanting corporate America to keep contributing money to his and other Republicans' campaigns. The faux populists in the Trump Republican Party decided this would be a good time to show they oppose the rich corporate elite. Trump voters were encouraged to boycott companies that have signed on to the fight against voter suppression. More specifically, there were calls to boycott Major League Baseball because they moved the All-Star game out of Georgia. Please forgive me if I do not join in the widespread celebration of these corporate entities and the rich people who signed the ad. That is because behind the rhetoric remains the fact that corporate America has continued to lavish vast sums of money on politicians who wholeheartedly support voter suppression. In a detailed report entitled Wall Street Money in Washington, Americans for Financial Reform identified over $2.9 billion in contributions just from the financial sector of the economy. The report takes a closer look at the Wall Street donations that went to the 147 Republican lawmakers who objected to certifying the election in the wake of the January 6th insurrection. In this election cycle, individuals and entities associated with the financial sector reported making over $4 million in contributions to the eight Republican senators and over $38 million to the 139 House members who voted to overturn the election. Now, it is true that when these contributions were made, the 147 members of Congress had not yet gone on record voting to overturn the election. That gives all the signatories of the ad who waxed eloquent on the importance of the right to vote a chance to put their money where their signatures are. I call upon every entity and individual who signed the ad, and there are hundreds, all very prominent, easily able to get the media to publicize their specific individual decisions, to publicly proclaim that from this day forward, they will not give a penny in contributions, directly or indirectly, to anyone who voted to overturn the election back in January, nor to anyone who votes for any of the voter suppression bills wending their way through various state legislatures. Neither will it give a penny in support of any governors who sign such a bill. This latter is particularly important because there are governors, specifically Governor DeSantis of Florida, who have their eyes on the 2024 Republican nomination for president. If DeSantis can be persuaded to veto such bills in Florida for fear of being cash-strapped when he declares for the presidency, that would be a good thing. I propose that everyone who cares about voting rights check out the names of the organizations and individuals who signed the ad. Contact them. Demand they make a public statement that all supporters of voter suppression will never get any more money from them.